in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the account of the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, we find the Lord is casting out demons and doing this not only to show authority, but also to grant us the same authority. And this is something that we know that we struggle against all of these kind of powers and principalities. It's a war, even if we deny it or we ignore it, but it exists. So the Lord is giving us this kind of authority, and at the same time, the church and the Bible are giving us hints how we should deal with the power of darkness that's again launching his war against us in order to make us to lose our salvation. So what do we learn, and how we always have this kind of authority and being in control, lest to be taken with the snares of the devil? From the beginning in baptism, as if the church is telling us it's a war from day one, we renounce Satan and the mother of the child, looking towards the west and taking a vow on behalf of her child. She says this word, if we remember them or we heard them in a baptism recently, I will say them again. We declare the war ourselves, saying, I renounce you, Satan, and all your unclean works, and all your wicked angels, and all your evil demons, and all your power, and all your abominable service, and all evil cunning and error, and all your army, and all your authority, and all the rest of your impieties. As if saying, I have nothing to do with you, nothing to do with your army, or your powers, or your deeds. I will never take part or share in any of your works. This does not mean that this is the beginning and the end of the war. We know that Satan will be cast out, and there is in the rite of baptism, as if like there is a rite in it saying that the priest with the power of the Holy Spirit working to cast out demons from the around this little child that's born. Then we know this. The Lord says to us, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, so this child now in baptism is free and is away from the work of Satan. When the spirit goes out of a man, he goes through the dry places seeking rest and finds none. Dry places meaning places that have no water, has no the power of baptism to protect the person. Then what? Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. He will come back and look for the child again and try to have access to him, to his mind and his heart, and hopefully maybe his spirit and control him. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. This is a person who neglected his well-being, spiritually well-being. And then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the spirit. It's a war. We declare it in baptism. It does not end there. Is something we have to carry on throughout the journey of our life here on earth. The church also is teaching us every single time we stand and pray in the Thanksgiving prayer. We repeat these words. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people and from this your holy place. In the Thanksgiving, we say this. We acknowledge there is envy of the devil. There is temptation. There is the work of Satan. We see it or not. We recognize it or not. It exists, and we have to be aware of it. And we asking God to help us to resist and be away from all of these kind of traps. Also, we are taught not to participate in any of his works. Of course, maybe it is very few minority of people who worship Satan, and we know this. There is Satanists. They have buildings, they call it churches or temples, where they worship Satan. But this is maybe the picture that's so clear. But at the same time, Satan is trying to integrate himself and his presence in the life of the nations and the people and the household. Today, this is by coincidence, is this pagan tradition that's called the Halloween. And it's again, it's one of these kind of dark practices. There are people try to make it something that's fun. There is no fun in flirting with the devil. This is again how we are taught from the Bible, how we refrain or should refrain from anything that has to do with the works of Satan. The psalmist says, their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Then what? We know those people are going to suffer who are after Satan. What about ourselves? He says this, their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. Look how careful he is, not even to mention the names on his lips. This is again a very like strong reminder. We have nothing to do with this. And we are not going to walk in this parade even if we are going to be dressed as angels. Does not make sense. This is what St. Paul said to the Ephesians. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Our duty here is to be light, to teach our children and also to teach others. Let them know that this is not for us. This is something that's even bring shame to this community and culture, that most of the people, they declare themselves being Christians. Participating in something like this is something we should expose. What fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? St. Paul said to the Corinthians. And what communion has light with darkness? How can we combine both in the same place? How can we walk in a parade that is led by Satan and say that I have nothing to do with it? I'm just walking for the candy. Does this make any sense? Are not we here combining light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? So this is the warning that the gospel or the Bible is telling us not to participate in any of his work of darkness. The Bible also is teaching us not to accept his help. We know that many people, unfortunately, they seek help from Satan. Even some people make vows to serve Satan in order to be granted help from him. This is exactly how people renounce God and then get themselves affiliated with the enemy. Look here, when the Lord Christ started to rebuke Satan and cast him out, and devils came out of many crying out and saying, you are Christ, the Son of God. They are witnessing, they are seeing the truth. It looks like, in a way, they are saying something of value. And then what? Christ responded, rebuking them and did not allow them to speak. I will not accept your testimony, even though it is the truth. I will not ask, get your help, even if you are saying something in favor of the work of salvation. Another story that is similar is mentioned in the book of Acts, chapter 16. St. Paul was in the city of Philippi, and then it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. What is wrong with that? Nothing. She is witnessing to St. Paul saying this man and his friend, St. Barnabas, I'm sorry, this was St. Silas, both of them are servants of God who are bringing the way of salvation. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. He did not accept her testimony, her witness, her help, or Satan's help. This is a command for us not to accept or seek the help of the devil. We are also requested to walk in the light. Why? Because there is gravitation when we start to walk in darkness. At the beginning, it might be something we choose to do. I will go and participate in some work of darkness and have fun. But later on, it will be against or even despite of my resistance. Be careful of this. The Lord says, walk while you have a light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. What does it mean darkness would overtake you? As if like, if we stop walking towards light, if we even like cease to walk, darkness will take over. Darkness is ever after us. We have to be aware of that. Everything looks like we are safe, we're okay, no problem, I know my limits. But be careful. If we do not keep walking, darkness will overtake us. In the book of Proverbs, we hear this. But he who sins against me, God speaking with the tongue of wisdom, wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. How can anyone love death? Can you imagine this? But this is the power of gravitation. If we cease from loving God and struggling to be with him, we will find ourselves gravitating towards what is darkness. We'll find ourselves loving death. You can see this in many people around us. When you ask a young child, why are you taking this kind of drugs? You know that this is going to destroy you. He knows that he's going to die eventually, but he cannot resist. What started as fun is ending with this gravitation towards death, not only physical, but also eternal death. The wise way is to be away from this, not to get ourselves in this kind of magnetism, gravitation. Get out from it. You do not know how much you can resist. We are also requested not to give him a place. How we give him a place? We give him a place when we correct evil with evil, and we do something wrong in order to like undo something wrong. This doesn't work this way. Those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. The command is to bless those who curse us. What is the point of doing this? It's not about being decent, by the way. It is when we do this, we do not allow the devil to have part in us. You know, all of the persecution that happens to the Christians all over the world is not aiming at killing them. No. The ultimate aim is for them to start hating the other people who are persecuting them. And by hating, we allow the devil to have a place in our hearts. And that's it. It goes wherever it goes. It doesn't matter. When we hate, we give Satan an access. So this is something we are warned not to do. Another access that we grant to Satan also is we are warned against in the Epistle to Ephesians. St. Paul says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. As if like when we allow anger to dwell and we are upset at one another at home and things go beyond one day, we are opening the window for Satan. Come in, you are welcome. Anger also gives place to Satan. Be careful at your household not to allow anger or resentment or bitterness to continue by the end of the day. Everything should be settled. We should not allow the devil to have access to our homes. The last token of help here that we hear from the scripture is to put on the armor of God. I will just read the passage and point to one point. St. Paul said to the Ephesians, stand therefore having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. If you look at and observe this kind of armor, you find that most of its parts are for defense. Helmet to save or to keep my mind safe. Something over my chest, my heart, my feelings. Something over my foot, where to walk, where to go. And overall, all of this kind of armor should be supported by our prayers. When you pray at home, when you keep peace, you are protecting your home against all of the darts of the devil. It's the responsibility of all of us that we guard our homes against the satanic temptations, not to allow ourselves or our children to take part in any of the work of darkness, being watchful till when? For how many years? as St. Paul says, to this end with all perseverance and supplication. There is nothing fun in flirting with the enemy of mankind. You are not to be safe doing something like this. I pray that all of us will be safe, not to take part in any way, in any form, with this kind of work of darkness. May the Lord keep you all safe, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.